The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
As always, I want to encourage you, if this is your first time joining us, under the comments section below, please let us know where you are joining us from, your location, and please notify us or let us know in the comment section below that you are new. Just put first time joining or new to the broadcast. Why? So that we can acknowledge that you're jumping on, that we can say hello to you, and that we can get to know you here on our weekly broadcast and our podcast. So at this time, I want to officially welcome everybody, including our podcast audience, our YouTube audience, and of course, our Facebook Live audience as well, to this broadcast. Today, we're going to be dealing with an interesting subject. Today's a prophetic update. That's what we're doing today. And I'm going to cover rumors of war on multiple fronts. Rumors of war on multiple fronts. You guys that are watching this visually, that would be Facebook and YouTube. I would assume that's how you're going to see this broadcast. When you get that, you're going to see right there on your screen, you're going to see this is the scripture that we are going to be talking about. This is going to be the basis of our scripture and where we are going to be really setting our hat on. And this is going to be Matthew 24, verses 6 and 7. Matthew 24, 6 and 7. It says, "And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet." And Jesus emphasized here in the Gospel of Matthew that nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. And it's interesting because, not, of course, we know this is Bible prophecy. This is a one of the warnings that Jesus gave that would be an indicator of the coming of the end of the age and the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. However, I want to point out here that also it seems like these seasons of this come and go. For example, in the book of Ecclesiastes, Solomon highlighted that there's a whole chapter in there. He says there's a season. There's a season for everything. There's a purpose and a plan for every season under heaven. And he says there's a season to live. There's a season to die. There's a season to sow. There's a season to reap. And consequently enough, in there, in that same chapter, he says there is a season for war, or there's a time. And that word time and seasons kind of coincide with one another. There is a time for war. Somebody say a time. So it could be possible that we are now entering into a time of, or a season of war. So not only is this cyclical, in other words, it comes in times, it comes in seasons. But again, as I pointed out in Matthew 24, 6 and 7, that there is a time for war, or that it is Bible prophecy. Now, I want to give you some of these headlines. I just blogged about this on our main website at End Time Headlines. I put here that what you're seeing here on your screen is going to be some headlines that we've posted out, and you're going to see these kind of interchange here a little bit and here. But listen, we are now seeing three war fronts developing. Let me say that again. We are now witnessing or experiencing three war fronts developing. For example, a new report from the Daily Mail, this is a UK affiliate, stated that the Ukraine crisis is one step from war. Citing the new warning that came from the state television in the latest round of saber rattling between Moscow and Ukraine that has sent ripples of fear across Europe. According to this new report, a Russian news anchor who has been recently called Putin's propagandist in the past issued the warning of possible war during a primetime broadcast in Russia on Sunday. He branded Ukraine a, quote, Nazi state, saying that Russia may be forced to de-Nazify it by force, a process that he said would, quote, bring about its economic and military collapse. The latest report indicate that Russia has massed more than 80,000 troops. In fact, let me read you some of these headlines. Quote, Russia has just moved missiles capable of carrying nuclear warheads into battle zone with Ukraine. Here's another one. I'm going to give you just a second to pull this up. There's a little bit of a delay. Russia and Ukraine crisis, quote, could explode into war in days as UK commanders have been put on high alert. Let me give you another quote here. And this is just an excerpt from many sources. All these sources you can find at our main website at endtimeheadlines.org. endtimeheadlines.com. We've been reporting on this thing from the beginning. Let me read this little excerpt here. Quote, it is feared that within days, more than 95,000 assault troops backed by tanks, armored vehicles, artillery, and even thermobaric rocket batteries will be ready to invade. Quote, more trucks were carried at the border in the past few days, many carrying rocket launching batteries, but were alarmingly without number plates, indicating that Moscow wants to keep their numbers as covert as possible. Quote, the entire region has been buzzed by Moscow's surveillance drones, indicating Moscow is trying to find weak points. I'm going to pull this back here. I'm going to read a little bit more. So again, this Ukraine and Russia crisis is just continuing to escalate. And many experts are very on edge and worried that this thing is just going to continue to escalate more and more. Let me pull up another article here. I'm going to give you another example. Here's another one right here. Quote, and again, this is from another UK affiliate. Quote, fears grow that World War III could be triggered in a month as Russian military seen on the move. Now, this is I'm going to give you this little excerpt. Again, this is from a UK affiliate called the Daily Star. Russian military analyst has warned that World War III could be sparked by rising tensions between Russia and Ukraine. Listen to this. And things could really kick off in early May. So we need to really be keeping our eyes on the month of May. According to, again, this was a Russian military analyst that's warning that things could get really turbulent in the month of May. In fact, let me read this article. Quote, or I'm going to give you a little bit of information on this. Could World War III begin next month? A Russian military analyst is giving a grim warning that this very scenario could be sparked by ongoing tensions between Russia and Ukraine, and that in the month of May, things could really take a turn for worse. The military analyst made the terrifying assessment after recent footage circulated on social media showing suspected large-scale Russian military movements in regions close to rebel-held eastern Ukraine and annexed Crimea. This also follows the report of four Ukrainian soldiers that died in separatist shelling on the 26th of March near a village in that same region. With tensions sharply rising, this military analyst, who has written several books about Russia's political military leadership, has now said it requires, it is giving a warning that Ukraine and Moscow could be in a full-scale war in the month of May, even as early as the month of May. Even the United States has expressed alarm regarding Russia's movement of troops and forces. In fact, there was a report recently that warships was on the move to that same region. Now, I want to give you This is breaking news today. I want to share this with you. I'm going to show you this headline. This came out today. And we reported this earlier today because we're still on Russia and Ukraine. This came over the wire today. This came from Reuters. This is the source of this, and we reported this. Listen to this quote. Russia has just labeled the United States an adversary and has given a warning to keep warships away from Crimea. Russia, again, has labeled America an adversary and is warning the current administration to keep warships away. Listen to this quote, for their own good. This is, again, a direct threat from Russia to the United States. According to a new report, Putin has also called the recent U.S. deployment of warships in the Black Sea a provocative act designed to test Russian nerves. Quote, the United States is our adversary. It's an entire different tone than what we saw under the Trump administration. Quote, the United States is our adversary and does everything it can to undermine Russia's position on the world stage. This came as a direct quote from Deputy Foreign Minister there, who was cited as saying by Russian news agencies that, quote, we do not see any other elements in their approach. Those are our conclusions. The new warning from Russia is expressing the danger that, quote, diplomatic ties or diplomatic efforts that former Cold War enemies have generally sought to observe in recent decades are now beginning to deteriorate. Wow. Again, this comes as U.S. President Joe Biden, current President Joe Biden, stated back in the month of March last month that he thought Putin was a, quote, killer who would, quote, pay a price for alleged meddling in the U.S. elections, in which, by the way, Moscow has denied. It appears that Russia will now push back against what it sees as, quote, unacceptable U.S. interference in its own backyard. Quote, we warned the United States that it will be better for them to stay far away from Crimea and our Black Sea coast. It will, quote, be for their own good, according to their, this was stated by their deputy foreign minister. Again, this is very alarming, guys. Again, we're talking about at the beginning of this, I told you that we're seeing three possible wars on three different fronts. Now, this next headline that you're seeing here was a recent development, whereas in there was a massive blackout that took place at a nuclear site in Tehran, in which, according to their sources coming out of Iran, said that the attack was so precise and so deadly that it set them back 9 months in development. And as a result of this, and by the way, quote, it still remains mysterious, although there is different sources that are indicating that it was, some say it was the Mossad, some are saying that it was absolutely Israel, and one such claim is actually coming from Iran itself, where in which you see this headline here, quote, Iran vows revenge for alleged Israeli attack. So they're coming flat out. They're not hiding this, and they're not skirting around the fact that they are directly blaming Israel for sabotaging their nuclear ambitions or development. And again, Iran is now threatening to take revenge for what Israel, quote, has carried out. So again, this is very interesting. Now, also, while all this is going on with Ukraine and Russia, and you've got Israel and Iran again at each other's throats again, you've also got the U.S. and China that is involved in tense conflict as well over what's taking place as tensions continue to grow over the South China Sea. Because you've got China and Taiwan, that have been going at it constantly and contending again over this there in South China Sea. Quote, according to a report from CNN, the U.S. and China have reportedly deployed aircraft carriers in the South China Sea as tensions continue to grow there as well. The ships are also carrying hundreds of Marine ground forces from the 15th Marine Unit, as well as their supporting helicopters and F-35 fighter jets. Quote, this exceptionary strike forcefully demonstrates that we maintain a, quote, combat credible force capable of responding to any contingency, deter aggression, and provide regional security and stability in support of a, quote, free and open Indo-Pacific, according to the U.S. Navy Captain Stuart Bashinsky. Again, China has reportedly responded, according to the Global Times, who quoted a Chinese military expert saying that the U.S. Navy exercises were a direct sign of provocation, or they were provocative. Quote, then we have the latest again. All this is taking place, guys. I want to recap this real quick. So we have three possible wars taking place, three possible wars on three multiple fronts. And I'm going to give you one last, I'm not going to read all this for sake of time, but Michael Snyder wrote a piece in which we shared on our website at End Time Headlines. He wrote, and I'm going to give you this headline, and I'm going to give you a little bit of an excerpt about this. He said, quote, could America soon be involved in wars in Taiwan, Ukraine, and the Middle East simultaneously? Now, I'm going to give you this again, quote, a military conflict with Russia, China, or Iran would be a nightmare scenario, but there is a possibility that we could end up fighting in all three of them simultaneously. So it kind of echoes the piece that I wrote this week or yesterday, I believe it was, about this same scenario. Such an outcome would have been unthinkable under the Trump administration, but times have changed. Quote, Biden administration officials have been boldly declaring that, quote, America is back, and they have been trying to aggressively exert U.S. influence all over the globe. However, tensions with China have been rising for quite some time, and Taiwan has become the central point of contention. Taiwan continues to edge closer to declaring a formal independence, and the Chinese insist that that is a red line that must never be crossed. In recent weeks, quote, the Chinese have been attempting to send a message by repeatedly sending military aircraft in Taiwan's airspace, and recently, even as recent as Monday, we witnessed the most alarming insertion yet as the China's People Liberation Army flew 25 warplanes into Taiwan's air defense identification zone, and which was considered to be the largest insertion yet as tension in this region continues to escalate. So I want to go back up. Matthew 24. These are the two highlighted points that I want to make before we close this podcast today. Matthew 24, 6 and 7. In the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus warned that one of the signs of the end of the age, the coming of the Lord, the coming of the Son of Man, the return of Jesus Christ to the earth. He said, quote, you will hear of wars. So there's going to be wars, plural tense. There will be wars before the coming of the Lord. You will hear of wars and rumors of wars. In other words, we're going to hear a lot of saber rattling, a lot of trash talk, a lot of threats. That's the rumors of wars. But he said that, but then there will be actual wars. And listen, He said, but see that you're not troubled. Don't be afraid. Don't be alarmed. Don't be gripped with anxiety over it. Why? Because he said, quote, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. And then he shifts gears and he says, for nation will rise against nation. And in the Greek understanding of this, the word nation here is ethnos, where we get the root word ethnicity. So he says, for ethnicity or ethnic group will rise against ethnic group. And we're seeing this, guys. Not only is there violent altercations taking place with ethnicities against ethnicities, and listen, don't get it wrong. This is not about skin color. This is not about ethnicity. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. In other words, listen, I know we're quick to blame the news media, journalism, a certain administration for stirring the pot. And listen, by all means, in the natural realm, everyone can see this, but don't miss this. But there is spiritual forces behind the scenes that are the puppet masters pulling the strings. So it's not a particular news agency. It's not a particular president. It's not a particular administration. It's not a particular leadership. And it's not a particular group of individuals. It is the assignment of hell. It is Satan, who knows his time is short. Does your Bible not say that in the time of the end, when the devil knows that his time is short, he will cause great trouble and wrath and anxiety upon the earth? He will attempt to wear down the saints, wear down the people, wear down the church. He will cause division. He will cause strife. He will cause lawlessness. And all, guys, listen, all this is happening. Listen, let me go back to what Solomon said in Ecclesiastes. There's a time and a purpose for every season under heaven. There's a time to do this and there's a time to do that. Listen, it's not a coincidence that the timing of the things that we're seeing happening in major cities in America, riots, looting, civil unrest, lawlessness. Listen, guys, the devil does not know when the Lord is coming back, but he does have a calendar. Are you hearing me? He does have a calendar. And you know what that calendar is? It's history. You want me to prove it to you? That which was, because we're still talking about Solomon here. That which was is that which shall be. For there is nothing new under the sun. So in other words, history, come on, y'all should be able to finish this with me, will repeat itself. It goes full circle. So if the enemy knew he could carry out something in the past, come on, don't you think he knows when it's getting ready to go full circle? Do you think it's a coincidence that when we get to the anniversary of a school shooting or race riots or this or that, when as soon as it's broadcasted over the airwaves, because Satan is the prince of the power of the air, he's not omnipotent. He's not God. He can't be everywhere at one time, but he has a kingdom and he has an alliance and he has an order and a rank to his kingdom. That's in Ephesians 6. There's There's principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. So he controls, he said, so he sends out chief prince spirits over here. And then he sends out demons and devils over here. And what do? They infiltrate locations. They can hear things. They can hear chatter. They can, come on, look, we're not the only ones that's watching mainstream media and what's being propagated. The enemy hears these things. He sees these things. So he produces things. He stirs up things. He causes things. Oh, listen, I could get real. I know we're talking about national things here, but even on practical levels, the enemy knows how to push your buttons. He knows how to stir up things in your marriage. He knows how to stir up things in your family. He knows how to stir up things in your church. Why? Because he's been successful at it in times past. And come on, if it worked then, it will probably work again. And this is where we keep failing the same test over and over and over again. Oh, I know I'm preaching to somebody out here if you're listening to me, but let me go back. I don't want to get on that. I could preach a whole message on a practical message there, but let me get back to this. He said, the end is not yet. Nation will rise against nation, ethnos against ethnos, ethnicity against ethnicity. And he said, and then kingdom against kingdom, kingdom against kingdom. And I know what kingdom against kingdom means, but I'm going to tell you something, guys. If we allow it, listen to me. Oh, you got to hear this. If we allow all this junk that's going on out here that the enemy is propagating, that the enemy is causing, that the enemy is stirring up, if we allow it to, we'll allow it to get in our house and we'll allow it to get into the church house. And before you know it, you got kingdom attacking kingdom. I see it all the time. I see it on Facebook. I see it on Twitter. I go into different churches. And what happens is we see kingdom rising up against kingdom. Jesus said that a kingdom divided against itself, come on, somebody finish it with me, will not stand. So what does the enemy want to do? He wants us fighting each other. If we can keep our focus on a different ethnicity than me, a different color than me, or come on, it's Russia's fault, it's China's fault, it's Ukraine's fault, it's Biden's fault, it's Trump's fault. Come on, somebody, we're kingdom against kingdom. This is the plan of the enemy. So we're going to close this podcast today a little bit different. I know this is a little bit different. I operate and do things different than other prophecy teachers. I get that. And you know what? I am thankful that I'm different. I don't want to be a cookie cutter prophecy teacher, prophecy preacher that teaches and preaches and says and regurgitates the same thing over and over on every other channel. I don't want to be that. I never did. That's why I do things differently than all that. Here's what I want to get across to our audience today. Listen, we can watch the news, we can read the headlines, and we can worry ourselves sick, we can stress ourselves out, we can become anxious and begin to freak out and think, you know, that war, what if war breaks out tomorrow? What if it breaks out next week? What if it breaks out in May? What if we go into a full-scale attack? Guys, there's always going to be what ifs. Remember, Jesus said, you're going to hear of these wars. You're going to see it. You're going to hear of chatter and rumors of war. I got a phone call this weekend from a dear friend of mine who lives in Tennessee, and his mom has been freaking out because she's been convinced by other church people that we're going to go into a full-scale nuclear war in the next 30 days, because this is all this stuff that's been spoken to her and told to her, that she's like, I mean, literally genuinely got anxiety and fear and worry. Like, we got to stock up this. We got to do this. Guys, listen, I am not by any means, listen to me, hear me clearly. I'm not saying that we shouldn't be prepared. The Bible says that a prudent man prepares when the evil day approaches. So we should be prepared. And you've always heard me say this. I'd rather be prepared for nothing than be unprepared for something. So I'm not saying by any means that we shouldn't be prepared. Listen, we shouldn't even be having this conversation in 2021 about being prepared for a disaster or prepared for some unforeseen national tragedy, because we have been harping on this for 10 years. Listen, if you don't have a stocks, if you don't have stocks of water right now, or some canned goods, or a bug out bag and all this, where have you been for the last 10 years? Where have you been for the last two terms of presidencies? We've been talking about this for years. So you, but here's the thing. I refuse, listen to me, I refuse to lose sleep and let my health deteriorate over fear of something that's inevitably going to happen one day. And according to what Jesus said, listen, what did he say? He said, you're going to hear this. You're going to see this. He said, but fear not, be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. So listen to me out there on podcast, on YouTube and Facebook. If you're a born again, Bible believing, blood bought saint of God, a son and a daughter, son or daughter, then you and I should be the last ones freaking out. We should not be to the point where we're losing sleep. We're losing our health for anxiety and fear and worry. Now, what we should be doing, we should be motivated, and this should be an incentive for us. Come on, listen, and this is coming from an individual who I personally believe in a pre-tribulation rapture. Don't get mad at me. Don't hang up. Listen, don't turn the channel yet. Let me finish. However, for all my mid-trib, post-trib, or no trib, or no rapture folks who always want to point the finger at individuals who believe in the rapture, they want to accuse us of propagating a message that tells people to continually look to the skies and not prepare and not preach the gospel. I want to set the record straight today that yes, I believe in the rapture of the church, but when I hear of these things happening and seeing these things that are unfolding, this does not make me want to go hide in my basement and keep my head looking up, hoping that I'm raptured tomorrow. What it makes me do and what it gives me incentive to do is all the more have urgency to get people saved, get people to know the gospel, to warn people that the Son of God, the Son of Man, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is about to return. He's about to split the eastern sky. Why? Because the things that he talked about, warned about, and said would transpire as a sign of the coming of the Lord are happening in our generation, and it is our mandate to go ye and all the world and preach the gospel to every living creature. So that's my final word of our update today. So if you're watching this broadcast today, you're listening to this broadcast, maybe somebody tagged you in this or invited you in here or shared this video with you, and you don't even know the Lord. Well, listen, I want to talk to you right now. Listen, don't wait until, excuse me, all hell is breaking loose before you say, you know what? Now's when I want to get ready, and now's when I want to get right with the Lord. Don't wait. Why am I saying that? Because the Bible makes it clear. It talks about all through the Gospels of Matthew, Luke, Mark, John. It talks about individuals who has that apathetic mentality, who say, I'm going to wait till the last minute. I'm going to rely on somebody else to keep my fire lit. I'm going to rely on somebody else to put oil in my lamp. I'm going to rely on someone else to keep my wick trimmed. I'll do it and put it off tomorrow. All through the Gospels, it gives you scenarios of the Lord coming and an hour and the day that you will not know. And you will find yourself knocking at the door, saying, let me in. And he's going to say unto you, depart from me. I don't know you. So right now, whether you're watching, whether you're listening, if you don't have a relationship with God, number one, if you don't have a relationship with God, I want you right now to close your eyes if you can. If you're driving a car, pull over to the shoulder, pull over to a gas station, pull over to a restaurant, pull over somewhere. Close your eyes, and I want you to pray unto him. And you say, what do I pray? You just simply say, Lord Jesus. And you don't have to repeat this after me. I'm just giving you an example. You just say, Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Wash me by your precious blood. I believe that you died and rose again, and that you're seated at the right hand of the Father, and you're coming back. And I want you to put my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. I repent of doing things my own way, and I surrender my life to you, and I want to do things your way. Help me, lead me, guide me, and direct me in the way in which I should go. In Jesus' name, amen. I know, listen, that was a simple prayer. But the Bible says that he is nigh. He is near unto those with a broken heart, and he saveth such as a contrite spirit. The Bible says if you'll confess him with your mouth and believe in your heart that he died and rose again, you shall be saved. If you're watching this and you're away from God, yes, I believe in backsliding. Yes, I believe people can fall away because the Bible says they can't. And you're watching this and you know that your heart's not right with God. You know that you're not on fire for God. You know that your relationship with him is not where it should be. Then I'm going to pray for you right now, friend. Father, in the name of Jesus, you know who those individuals are. Every man, every woman that's watching this today, that they're, I call them drifters. If they've drifted from you, they're prodigal sons and prodigal daughters. Lord, I'm asking that the Holy Spirit, who's prompting them, leading them, convicting them, I pray that he would lead them back to you, Lord. Lord, that they'd come back to the fold. Lord, that they would run back to the arms of the Father, and that they would be restored today and be made whole today. And that, Lord, they've made mistakes in the past. Yes, they've made wrong decisions, and they've made wrong relationships, and they've made all these bad choices. But Lord, I thank you for your mercies that are fresh each and every morning. I thank you for your grace that is able to pull them up out of the miry clay and set them and establish their goings. And Lord, I thank you that today they're making all things new. They're putting those things behind them, and they're pressing forward today, and they're going to pursue you today, and they're going to find a Bible believing spirit filled church and a body of Christ be plugged into today. They're going to go and find them a Bible and start reading it today. They're going to start praying today. They're going to start seeking your face today in Jesus' name. Come on. Maybe this doesn't fit any of you. Maybe you're born again. Maybe you're not backslid. But listen, instead of just spectating, come on, participate. Pray for your loved ones. Pray for your coworkers. Believe that the Lord will save them. Believe he'll deliver them. Believe that he'll open the eyes of their understanding. Listen, take this video, take this podcast, pull up your computer, show them the headlines, what's happening today, and put it up beside the Bible and say everything that Jesus told us that was going to happen, that the prophets said was going to happen, it's happening, it's unfolding, and it's happening in our lifetime, and it's time to get right or get left. Come on. Do y'all agree with that today? Amen and amen. Guys, again, God bless you. And thank you so much for joining us today on our broadcast. Again, endtimeheadlines.com, endtimeheadlines.org. That's going to be our landing pages where you can find us. Both of them lead you to the same website. That's where you're going to find us. Again, don't forget to go to the main website, hit that subscribe button, get that digest every single day. It's just one email, one digest. You'll be alerted. You'll be informed of what's going on. If you have not yet downloaded our free app, what in the world are you waiting for? It's free. It's available on Apple. It's available on Android. Get it into your hands. Get the app. By the way, it doesn't take up much data. I've had people ask me that. How much data does it take up? It does not take up much data at all. I've got it on my phone. My son's got it on his phone. I know many people, my own personal friends, they love the app. There's push notifications. You could turn them on. It keeps you up to date with all of our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective, as well as these podcasts, the YouTube channels on there. So if you like to watch the videos, you can do that. And as always, guys, we want to give you the opportunity to help partner with our ministry, help us to remain strong throughout the year. If you are continually blessed, informed, encouraged, and equipped by this ministry on a continual weekly basis, we want to give you the opportunity by whatever the Holy Spirit puts upon your heart. You can do that, and you can either give electronically or check or money order. You can give electronically by going to the app. If you have the app, go down to the bottom to the right. Right there on your screen, you see that where it says click donate, you can give. It'll take you to an electronic page where you can give electronically. And you can set up either a one-time give or you can become a monthly partner. If you don't have the app, you go to the main website, same scenario. You're going to see where it says donate, click on, it's going to take you to the same page. If you want to give by check or money order, you can do that right there on your screen by giving to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391. That is Monroe, Georgia, 30655. So again, as always, guys, thank you for your generous prayers and your support of this ministry. We will be back on, what is today, Tuesday? We typically come on Monday, but we had some internet issues and we're back up and running. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. We're back up and running. Let me give you some updates real quick. I know many of you guys have been wondering about, as many of you know, we're in the process of getting a house built. We moved from the state of Indiana it was in June. Can you believe, I cannot believe it has been almost 1 year since we moved here to Georgia. That is mind blowing. But nevertheless, we are about 3 weeks away, about 3 weeks away from officially finally closing on our home. What does that mean? Why is that exciting? Because we will have, my office will be there. We are going to build a studio in the office. This, I am stoked about this and excited. I've got a guy, a dear friend of mine, who he is very knowledgeable on sound, video effects, the whole nine yards, and how to set all that up. He's going to help me set all this up. We're going to have this whole studio. We're going to have a podcast studio. We're going to have a broadcast area. We're going to have all that ready, and it's going to be exciting. We're going to be able to do more segments. We're going to have special guests on. This is something that we've been working on for literally years. It's just the timing. We've been waiting on the timing. So we've got this going on. Now, so again, thank you guys. And listen, it doesn't cost you guys anything. Everything's free. But listen, everybody that supports this ministry, you have seed in that. Of course it costs money, but we don't have a GoFundMe. We're not begging you. We're not twisting your arm. We want you to, what the Apostle Paul says, that the Lord desires a generous giver. So again, when you sow into this ministry, portions of it, of course we tithe 10% of everything that goes out, but then so these broadcasts that go out and reach people around the world, you're literally sowing into that. You're sowing seed into that. So again, but there is precious people out there, and we understand this is why we do this for free. There's precious people out there that under their circumstances, they are not blessed to give. So we want them to have the opportunity to be blessed, to be informed, be equipped, to be encouraged, and to help them. And that's why we do this. So the app doesn't cost anything. The mailing digest doesn't cost you guys anything. The videos are free. The podcast is free. Everything is free to you guys. Again, but you know who you are, that God has blessed you. He's taking care of you. And as you've been blessed, we believe, and this is what I do and what my wife and I do in our own life, is that we give back. As we are fed, we bless others. Come on, through the same method. So, you know, Paul said in Luke, give and it should be given back into you, good measure, pressed down and shaken together. And with the same measure you give, it will be given back into you. So wanted to give you that update. So we're going to sign off for today. We'll probably take tomorrow off so we can develop, pray about what I want to share on Thursday, and we'll be back on Thursday afternoon. So until then, God bless you guys. May the Lord keep you, bless you. May his countenance be upon you in Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.